I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this fantastic feel-good Friday. Put your feet on the floor, jumpstart your day with us. What's going on, gentlemen?
Not much. Friday. Game last night was
very exciting.
It's entertaining, yeah.
Very exciting. Once again, officials have their hands in the game. Why, number one, how do you miss that face mask? Number two, why can you not challenge that? Well, in fact, you don't have to challenge it. They should look at it. Don't they see something unusual happen? And shouldn't they have the ability to look at it and say...
Listen, they got like 25 people watching this game now between here and New York. And every. You're telling me no one noticed that? Or, moreover, what really makes me mad...
Hold on a second. Jeremy, did he say moreover?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Ed.
As I was saying...
Go ahead.
Moreover,
less under.
Moreover, thou shalt. Go ahead, Ed. I'm sorry, man. I don't think I've seen moreover since I actually seen moreover, like in a book, online. You know, did my English professor ever say moreover? Let me think.
You're
about
blinding
it.
No. Thine light.
Thou shalt throw the flag. And anyway. Cast you 15 yards forward.
Well, moreover, hereafter.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're not sorry at all. It's just, I just think this argument, first of all, I've been, for years, Belichick started this, but they should be able to challenge everything. You absolutely should. Absolutely positively should be able to challenge anything. If you're stupid enough to challenge something, you know you're going to lose. It's on you. That, they would have won. And the other thing, where you can't let the refs, you know, determine the outcome of the game, and the Vikings didn't lose because of that. Probably not, but you don't know that.
Yeah.
You have no idea. You had 90, you had a minute and a half left. You got to go 95 yards, whatever it is. What, we never see that happen? That never happens? I mean, it drives me crazy.
Joe said they had no timeouts. I know, but it got out of bounds.
Yeah,
they got spiked the ball.
Incomplete passes, out of bounds. And it's the way you do it.
To be fair, none of that matters. It's either did you get it right or wrong.
They didn't.
Right. In the moment, and is there a way to fix it? Right? Like, I brought this up the other day and just talking about when they award teams timeouts when the clock expires, the play clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I feel like there should be a rule that you have the decision whether or not if the play clock expires the same way you do you want the 10-second runoff? You want to lose a timeout? Because there's a lot of gray area with refs going, oh yeah, I heard him say it, and you're watching the clock over here and listening. Week one, we had Steve Spagnuolo call a timeout that wasn't supposed to be allowed, you know, and nothing happens. So I just feel like there's a better way to do this, and the same thing with replays. How can you not go look? We talked about this the other day with Trent Williams getting punched. He gets punched on the field. He gets in trouble for retaliating, which that's the old rule. You can see everything now. It's so easy to go,
I don't want
to
hear that.
He got hit first? Well, he's got to be penalized too. Because I tell you what, nothing pisses me off more in football when the referees get together and it's like, oh yeah, 15-yard penalty on them, 15-yard penalty on them. We wipe it out. And it's like, you guys are doing nothing. You're doing nothing. You're just saying, hey, we didn't see it, so we're just going to replay the down. It's just, there's a lot of dumb things in this
game.
You
mean like when somebody says both can be true?
Yes.
Okay.
Both things can be true.
Schrodinger's cat.
Moreover, Rob, you know, there's...
I know you're going to bait me into that.
What?
Do you know I say Schrodinger's cat?
Oh, boy.
Is it alive?
Well, other than that, it was an entertaining Thursday night football game. Now, with the way they're playing now, you have two receivers back. Jeremy, mm-hmm. Are they really trading everybody now? Because it's obvious, Minnesota, I think midnight has struck on that quarterback situation in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Midnight struck.
Well, now you see why they were maybe kicking the tires on Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
Like, it's as much as you want to say, and like, hey, he's done really well, it's still Sam Darnold. It's still, like, in any given night, Rob brought it up and I forgot about it yesterday. On any given night, that cat can see ghosts.
Yeah. That's why, you know, I don't get it. I don't, it's okay. Sam Darnold's having a good run right now, but he's, you know, his DNA didn't change. He's Sam Darnold. It's funny, I was watching Inside the NFL, and this was recorded before the game. And Bill Belichick said about the Vikings, he said, I know they're on a good run right now, but things are going to shake up in the NFC North. And he's basically saying the Vikings are not who you think they are. He said it. Mm-hmm. And I watched it today, but it was taped before last night's game. And he's kind of like, you know, forecasting Vikings, if you really want to be there, you better make some moves, because when you're up 10, weren't they at home against the Lions?
Yes.
Yeah.
Up 10, off at home, off a bye week. Mm-hmm. You know, he said, basically said there's a crack in his armor, and you better get it right before it starts going in the other direction. Now they've lost two in a row.
Yeah. They have. And for the Rams, instead of selling, all of a sudden they're 3-4 in a division that's easily winnable.
Exactly.
For them.
They have one game back, Ed.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Are you really trading these guys now? If I'm the Rams, I ask myself this question. Can this team right here win it all? No. You got a lot of money on the cap. I'm getting rid of people. I ain't worried about winning the division this year.
That's why I think they. That's exactly what happens here. Yeah. Because I think the Rams are a fairly intelligent organization. They did the...
buy a championship.
Yeah. They did, and it worked out.
They mortgage their future.
Yes. This is exactly what happened with them, with trading for all those, getting rid of all your draft picks. The way to stay relevant year after year is to have cheap talent on your team. That way you can keep flushing it in and out, get rid of it too soon rather than too late, all those things. It's chess. And the fact of the matter is the Rams traded away all those draft picks, all the equity that they had, and now they're like, man, we need picks. They got what they wanted. They won. Oh, by the way, they shouldn't have been in that damn Super Bowl, but that's okay.
Shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
Was that the Super Bowl they should have been in?
Yeah.
Yeah, Saints should have been in.
That's the year, right?
I thought the Super Bowl they should have been in was the one they lost.
You might be right.
Yeah, I think it was the one they lost, the one they should have been
to
in.
To Kansas City?
No, they lost to New England.
New England.
New England, that's right.
It was like a low-scoring game.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, because that's the one where dude down the sideline that's on the he's on the Cowboys now. Fast guy, Brand.
Cooks.
Yeah, he got the pass interference penalty that wasn't called, where he's going for the pass and the guy like tackles him and the ball falls short. So, but I mean, this is something too with the Rams. I do think they're an intelligent organization that are going to take an honest look at themselves, and that's why. And by the way, it's as much as people want to get Cooper Kupp, it's better to trade him away now.
Yeah,
you know, because like I don't know what he's often been injured, but there's a team going. Well, he's healthy now, and when he's healthy, he can flat out play.
Yeah, he proved yesterday he's healthy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what did he get? Like 30 targets yesterday? I mean, he only caught like five of them, but they were all over the damn place. And Puka coming back, everybody's like, I wonder if they're going to play him. Yeah, they're going to throw the ball to him the first 17 freaking times.
He had, yesterday, he had, no, this is not yesterday. This is.
What are you talking about, targets?
Here. Yeah. They didn't log in yesterday yet.
Yeah, 9 for Puka. Puka. And 8 for Cooper. Cup.
410-583-1057. Week 8 picks at 6:45. But on the other side, what are you expecting from the Ravens defense this weekend? Could this be a get-right situation against the Browns? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now, buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus, zero down and no interest or payments for 2 years. Schedule an estimate now at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Like, truth be told, I think, like, going against Cleveland and Pittsburgh, those, like two of the most physical games of the year, regardless of who you play. And I think that's just what the AFC North football is all about. So I pride myself on physicality, and I'm sure a lot of those guys do the same. And I know for a fact the guys in this locker room pride themselves on physicality. So it's about who's going to be more physical Sunday, and that's who will win the game.
Roquan loves talking about physicality. You know why? Because he'll knock your block off.
Man, he comes in with bad intentions all
Doesn't
the
he?
Time.
Ugh. Doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Like, yo, what we do? What we do, Roquan?
He just looks like, I saw him playing catch before the game and smiling with some kid. And I'm like, who's that? And then all of a sudden the whistle blows. And like, there he is. That's him. I mean, he just has a mean streak in him when he's out there playing. And you see somebody in the open field and he has an angle. Or you see somebody coming through that line and he sees the hole he's coming through. Mm-hmm. good luck meeting them in the middle. We'll see how that works out for you.
Now, the Cleveland Browns offense is ranked last with 253.9 yards per game. When you look at the passing stats with the Cleveland Browns, they're not that good either. They're only two teams are worse than them. That's the Patriots and the Titans. They have 159.6 yards passing. The problem is the guy that was accumulating those yards is not playing. Their rushing stats, only three teams worse than them. The Raiders, the Jets, and the Cowboys rushing with 94.3 yards. Now, different quarterback, and they have a running back who's one of the best in the league who's starting to get himself together in Nick Chubb. So, is this a get-right game for the Ravens, or is this a game we really don't know who you are as far as the defense is for the Ravens?
I mean, I'd say I can't call it a get-right game because it's a divisional game, and I hate that being a cop-out, but it kind of is. These games just go differently, and you heard Roquan there talking about it, whether it's Pittsburgh or Cleveland. You know, those are two teams where the physicality is going to be up. You're going to see some hard hitting. We've seen these teams blow out each other, but I think on any given instance, trying to call one is really difficult. And then now this team, I'm not saying they have a new start or a fresh start with Jameis Winston, but you can look at it that way if you want.
The Ravens, Ed, defensively, not very good. They've given up 355 yards per game, and they're not ranked, I think, in the top 20. They're not they're not very good this year in terms of yards given up. Offense has been carrying the team.
Mm-hmm.
So does that worry you with a new quarterback and a running back who's getting back in shape?
Well, he's getting back in shape, and it is a quarterback that we know. And you know what he can do. Turn the ball over quite a bit. I'm not particularly worried. I know the Ravens, if you look at their stats as far as yards allowed, most of it is passing yards. They're still the best, you know, rushing defense in the league. So, I mean, Chubb, if he's healthy, he's fantastic. But I don't know how he's going to look his first game back.
To the worst in the league in passing yards, giving up over 87 actually passing yards,
and rushing is like less than 100. It's like 70.
You think that's because they play ahead so much, Jeremy?
Yeah, I think there's quite a bit of that. But I also think they're not as good as we thought they were going to be for whatever reason, whether it's schematically. The talking's not going on. The communication's bad. It's something that they got to work out throughout the season, or you're going to put even more pressure on Lamar to carry this team and get them to the promised land. The other thing with this game, and I know I look at these things and some people don't think it matters, but in my opinion, it does. It's the second leg of a road trip coming off of Monday Night Football, which gives you a short week. Mm-hmm. What does a short week do? If you're traveling on Monday, you're coming back like late Tuesday, you start implementing what you want to do. You're already a day behind all the other teams that are prepping for it. So, I think that stuff matters, but again, it may not matter against the Browns because they have just been an absolute sieve. So
they were dumpster fire. I mean, we make fun of them every year, but this year fits. I mean, that roster was loaded. They make the worst contract in NFL history, probably, and then he has all kinds of problems after his problems. I mean, just look at them from take the 10,000-foot view. Like they're not going anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's a lot of different things to look at across this league. They go out and play the Eagles, almost beat them. It's a very close game. That's when all the fans were bitching at Sirianni.
Yeah.
They can also go face Washington and not be able to score a point against one of the worst defenses that we've seen in the league.
Yeah.
So you just don't know what you're going to get with them. And by the way, Nick Chubb coming back used to be something that was scary anytime you saw that guy on the football field. But with the way that the Ravens' run defense is gone and not being worried about their passing game as much I'm not concerned about Nick Chubb.
The passing, I'm more concerned about Chubb than I am Jameis. But the passing game, I think they're going to get some yards. They are. But as Ed pointed out, and I said yesterday.
Are they hollow?
They're going to give it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Jameis Winston is subject to give the football up.
The more he throws, the better the chances.
Yeah. You know, he's subject to give it up, and we'll see how that game goes on. I think this could be a get-right game for the Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens are giving up 68 yards a game on the ground.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They've stopped everybody. That's not. Yeah. I want to ask this question. Do you think we're going to have a fairly easy question in over-unders with interceptions? Do you think Joe's put something together? How many interceptions?
Two and a half, I think.
Jameis have?
Yeah. You think it's going to be fairly easy?
Well, I mean, they all are, but yeah.
All of Joe's questions over-under easy?
I don't think I've gotten one wrong this year. I mean, I haven't gone back and checked, but that's how I feel.
Oh, here he comes.
We don't keep records on that.
Yeah, see, we don't need to.
Because they're hardly ever, you're hardly ever wrong. What's the point?
No, we don't need to do that. It's 100%.
I mean, the other records, Rob is far and away ahead in our picks.
Yeah, but
he has like a 7-game lead over everybody
some
else.
Some weeks he picks both teams, so I don't know how we do this.
13-2 last week. Yeah. The rest of us went 10-5.
Even a blind squirrel.
Well, this is week 7?
This week 8. That's through 7 weeks.
Yeah, okay. Even week 7 went 13-2.
Correct, yes.
Even a, what is it, a blind cat finds a meal.
Blind squirrel finds
that's not the
blind
what?
Squirrel finds
what's
it
the Ray Lewis quote?
I don't know that
it's
one.
A broken clock is right twice
peaches.
A day.
No, oranges can't be peaches, but he said something to the effect of even a blind squirrel or cat finds a meal.
It was a blind squirrel finds a nut.
No, it wasn't that one. It wasn't that one. Let me see.
Are you looking up Ray Lewis quotes?
Yes.
Ray Lewis misquotes? Is that what you're doing?
Man, my gosh. By the way, while Jeremy just derailed us, we continue down that path. We're getting food this morning. Now, we told you yesterday that my food came in, 20 minutes?
Less.
25 minutes? This morning, Ed ordered food. You already hit send?
I hit send.
What time did you hit send, Ed?
So what time's lunch getting here?
Let's see.
I don't know why. I'm glad I have a snack.
I'm glad I remember my Ray Lewisisms.
I'm gonna need a snack.
Let's say 6:15.
6:15.
By the way, Ray Lewis was talking about Peyton Hillis when he said a blind cat will find a meal every once in a while. Yes, sir.
Maybe that's what they say in Lakeland, Florida. You don't know.
Maybe that's not what they say in Ohio because they're eating the cats. They're the meals.
Proud day.
Is this going to be like so much?
Either way.
Can we just keep talking football, please? Can we just please talk football? For the love of God, let's talk football.
The next 3 weeks are going to be unreal.
Jeez whiz. I don't want to go down that path right now. There you go. Will you stop?
Oh, man.
Just stop. The Ravens can't lose this game, right?
No.
I mean, not can't, as in, man, they can't lose this game. I mean, like, it's almost impossible for them to lose this game, right?
Well, on paper is what you're talking about, right? Like, when you look at it on paper, it's a total
mismatch. I know, realistically, you can, any given Sunday. But there's nothing on paper that gives the Browns the edge in this football game.
It's going to be like that Usher meme. Watch this. And they're going to lose like 28-27.
Nuh-uh. Because Lamar's going to have to poop in this game, too. It's poop
true.
Gate too.
That's true.
That was the Browns.
The Browns. Yeah. He had named. The Browns at the Browns.
Yeah.
Fun times.
Favored by 8.5. I mean,
I've seen it go. I think
the only larger deficit was with Lions over Titans.
Maybe this week, but I've seen the Ravens at 9.5 in some places too.
Yeah, what I mean this week. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Sorry. Broncos, Panthers, 10.
The Broncos are 10-point favorites.
Uh huh.
And Bryce Young starting for the Panthers again. Because you know what? Kids figure it out after you sit them for 3 games. It's like, yeah, I got it.
Well,
now.
No. It's it's an injury.
Has Dalton hurt?
Yeah, Dalton got in a car accident and hurt his thumb.
Oh, That is right.
Hurt his thumb. Yeah, this is not. This is.
Is this like when Ubaldo stepped in a
hole?
Oh, we're going to start Bryce Young again. I think it's one of those. I don't think they want to start him. 410-583-1057. That's the number. World of Stupid with Jeremy Kahn at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, as Jeremy mentioned, it's that time, Jay. Yes. Over, under, up next.
Over.
On the Fan.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh yeah, it's time for Over Under at 6:31 in the a.m. on this fantastic Feel Good Friday. Let's start off with Lamar Jackson. 99.5 yards, total yards. Ed Norris, over 200, I'm sorry, 299.5 total yards, over or under?
Over.
Over. Yes. I'm going with over as well. I think he gets off on this game.
That boy good. He's going over. Come on, man. You got like this one. This might be the easiest one of the day because it's total yards. When you add in the rushing to go along with it, we don't need him to do as much. He's been the best quarterback in the league so far.
Did you bitch when the teachers gave you a test that was kind of easy?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, come on. Last week you gave me crap because I put 359.5 and you all went under except Rob, who said, no, I think he's going to go off.
And what happened?
And he went off, and Rob was the only one that got that one right.
You don't know, Joe.
Derrick Henry, 99.5 total rushing yards. Jeremy, rushing yards.
I'm going under. At some point, this has to happen, right? Like, because if you look at his prop on an everyday basis, it's right around 85, 90 now. It started off around 60 a game, like 65. And people are going, oh, my God, that's too low. And remember, he didn't have a great game against the Chiefs. Uh-huh. He didn't get to touch the ball as much. And then after that, good luck. But I'm taking the under. I think this is a slower game for them.
Jeremy, I agree. At some point, it has to go under. Just not this week. It's going over this week.
I was just took the words right
it's
out of
it. It's going over, man.
It's going, one week he may have a, not this week. He's averaging 150 yards a game. It's ridiculous.
What's the Browns' defense run rank? Because they were better in the beginning of the year, but they've had some. I mean, look, I'm just throwing that out. But anyway,
I'm with Rob. I think he has a big day. Like, I'm not really. There's so many things that we can go into this with this game. Moreover,
oh my God!
I think that I really do believe this. Like even Mary Kay brought it up talking to her about the friction between the fans now and the players, where they're kind of pissed with the reaction to Watson's injury. I could see them really just like. Going out there, but not really be fired up.
Joe, you got an answer on that rush defense?
Last week was the first time they didn't give up more than 100 yards, but the first 6 weeks of the season, it was over 100. They gave up 215 in week five.
See, but I also wonder, did they really? Oof, never mind. No, because
it's funny how it took you a half second to think about it.
I was like, oof.
It was against the Manders, so it's not even like a really good.
So, but my only thing about that is the offense has been so bad that they've left the defense out there just to. It's like, hey, good luck, guys. Why don't you try to win us a game being out there 40 minutes again?
And that, I don't think that's going to change this week. Ed Norris, Ravens D surrenders 324.5 yards.
Under. I think there'll be a 300-yard day for the Browns, but not a big day.
Look, I'm predicted like Mr. T for this game. Mm-hmm. Pain. I'm going under. I got my reasons for this, too. I'm going under on this one, Jeremy.
I'm going over. Furthermore, I think, if they keep giving up points and they're going to have leads, then I think there's the opportunity for those junkyards, which a lot of teams have gotten against them.
Ravens D, 1.5 turnovers, Jeremy Kahn.
Here's where I'm fading you guys. I'm under. You guys talked all that mess about Jameis Winston. And yes. When I say you guys, I mean Rob.
I think both of us said it this morning.
All right, I'm going under the 1.5.
Over.
I'm going over on this
over.
One, too.
Oh. I'm going over. Yeah, I think they're going to have multiple picks against him.
It's going to be Christmas. They're going to be giving gifts all day.
He's going to have to throw a lot.
And that may not all be Jameis. There's going to be two turnovers in this game for them.
Yeah.
Look, by the same token, you have to look at some of these things and consider that it's not going to happen every week. Likewise, sorry.
Ed, Jameis, 224.5 passing yards.
Over. He's going to make up the bulk of the 324 that I said under. He's going to get his, and they'll probably have like well under 100 yards rushing, I think.
Under. I don't think he's going to have 225 yards passing. I just don't. Well, if they're not on Sunday.
Yeah, you got to correlate, Rob. You can't have the mushroom belt without the mushrooms on the inside of the jacket. If you're going to say over for the yards that the defense gives up, then you have to say over for Jameis Winston's passing yards, right?
Oh, me? I didn't say over.
No, you guys got to say under because you were obviously going under.
He
right?
said over.
I said over.
Then you're crazy. You don't know what you're doing over here.
I gave you my specifics.
He said, you're crazy.
You're crazy.
Not only are you crazy, but you don't know what you're doing over here.
You're crazy, man. No, I'm going under. Or over, sorry.
Oh, my gosh. You're crazy, and you don't know what you're doing over here. Specifically over here. Miles Garrett, Jerry Kahn. 1.5 sacks.
I say this all the time. That guy's capable of getting 2 or 3 in any game. Mm-hmm. But on average, you got to take the under here because it's hard to get 2 sacks in one game. But if anybody can do it, it's this guy.
I think Miles Garrett once chased Lamar Jackson, missed him, stopped and put his hands on his hip and shook his head at him. You know why? Because it's hard to bring that man down. Under.
Mm. And by the way, just speaking of Ronnie Stanley, hasn't given up a sack all year.
No, right? He hasn't. He has not.
It your turn.
Under, I think he gets to him once. But Lamar, and I put the more, there's not that Garrett's not still outstanding.
Yeah.
But Lamar's, he's tough. He's tough to bring down. It's tough once he's, move around that pocket. We saw him with his stiff-armed defensive lineman into the dirt and throws a touchdown.
Yeah.
So he's pretty remarkable.
And that's why I specifically made Lamar the reason that he doesn't get it.
That's my idea.
I'm not doubting Miles Garrett.
No.
The guy did you hear the trade rumors involving him?
On Miles Garrett?
Yeah.
Well, Miles Garrett and Zadarius Smith. But, again, if you're trading for a Miles Garrett, This is going to cost a lot.
Cough it up, yeah.
It's definitely at least a first-round pick plus picks. It might be two firsts.
You think so?
Well, you're talking about
someone best in the league.
Yeah. If this is a premier quarterback, pass rusher, or offensive lineman, I think teams those are the guys that touch the ball and guys that touch the quarterback is what we talk about all the time. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that get paid. And you throw in left tackles there because of how important they are. So I think those are the guys that when they're in their prime, which he clearly is, mm-hmm. if you're going to trade for him, it's going to cost you a lot.
Here's what I would say to that. A guy's going to play this entire season for the most part at 29. It's going to be 30 next year. He has 92 and a half sacks. His worst year was his first year with 7 sacks. He only played 11 games that year. He's been double-digit sacks for 6 consecutive years.
He's good.
He has 4 now. Would I give up a first-round pick for that guy? Yes. Absolutely.
Would you give
up
2?
If Myles Garrett was available in the draft this year, if you redrafted and he was available, and your name came up and he was there, would you draft him in the first round? Yes, I would. That's how I evaluate what draft pick I give up. Myles Garrett's worth a first-round draft pick. A 2? I don't know about that.
I mean, look, in all honesty, with where he's at, I think it's going to cost you at least 1 first.
Yeah.
But I think
yeah.
more than likely you're probably going a first, a third, a fifth, or some sort of package, or if there's players coming back, too. You just don't know.
No, he is definitely worth the first. My example or my reasoning is always, you know who he is. You don't know who your first-round prospect is.
Yeah.
You could strike, you know, like you can find a Kyle Hamilton, but you might not.
I think it's just the cheap talent that these teams covet. That's it. That's why, like, when the Chiefs were calling with the Rams about Cooper Kupp, it's like, hey, we're not going to pay all this money for him, so we want you to take on most of it. And they're like, okay, we'll take on most of the money, but give us a second-round pick. And they're like, ooh, that's too steep. Okay, what the hell are we doing here? You want us to take on everything and then take back a terrible pick? It's not happening. So that's why they ended up with D-Hop.
Okay, update. Ed, look on the tracker. Have they at least picked the food up yet and headed towards us?
Let's see.
I'm ordering food now to see if it gets here before Ed's.
I want one day both of us to order food at the same time from the same place.
Picking up your order.
They haven't even gotten it yet.
Yeah. No. It's just sitting there cold, waiting for you.
Haven't even gotten it yet. Let's do that one day, Ed.
Never doing this again.
Let's do that one day, Ed. You and I order food at the same time from the same place.
I already know the outcome.
You know what would be awesome is if the delivery driver brought your food and then went back and picked up Ed's and Bubba. That would be the best scenario ever.
410-583-1057 is the driver. Number. World of Stupid at 7 o'clock with Jeremy Gahn. A Friday edition of that, so you know it's gonna be hot. But on the other side, our week 8 picks up next on the Fan. It's pick'em time right now. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Okay, last night I got the game wrong. I picked Minnesota. Jeremy, who did you pick?
I had the Rams.
Ed, who did you pick?
Really, who did I pick?
Yeah.
I picked the Vikings.
The Vikings do, so Jeremy's the only one that got that right. All right, Ed, starting with you. Tennessee at Detroit.
Come on. Detroit.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving, Jeremy.
Yes.
Keep it moving. All right. Jeremy, Miami at Arizona. Oh, sorry. Arizona at Miami.
I almost think this is a keep-it-moving game, but I'm going Miami. Tua's back this week.
Yep.
I think that changes everything for them. Their defense is actually surprisingly played better than you think if you look at the deeper into the numbers. Give me Miami.
Guess who's Bazak? Tua is. I'm going Miami as well.
Yeah, me too. Just because I still don't think Arizona's that good.
I don't think Miami's that good either.
I don't think they're playing with that emotion. Yeah. So.
New York Jets at New England, Ed.
I'm going to just keep doing this. I'm going to go with the Jets at New England.
I think it's safe.
What's
to go
the difference?
I think it's safe to go with the Jets at New England on this one. Jeremy?
What a stupid pick. I'm taking the Jets, too.
Jeremy.
I just scratched the wrong team. I got the Jets. Sorry.
Atlanta at Tampa Bay, Jeremy.
I think this is an interesting one. Don't forget Atlanta here, a little healthier than Tampa Bay. Yeah, they're down their top 2 receivers. Give me Atlanta on the road here.
Give me Atlanta on the road here. I mean,
short week for
Tampa's
Bucks
just
too.
Not healthy. I don't know what Baker Mayfield, who he's going to throw to it.
I don't either. I mean, that's ordinarily I'd go with the Buccaneers. I think they're a better team with a full roster, but you lost your two. Your number 1 and 2.
Hearing all of us say the same thing makes me want to take the Bucks now.
I am taking the Bucks.
Are you? I love it. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I think I'm very reluctant, but I'm going to go with it because there's no way they should win this game.
Ed, Philadelphia at Cincinnati.
I'm going to go with the Bengals. I think they're at home. You know, took a lot for the Ravens to beat them, so I'm going to go with them against the Eagles in a home game.
I think this is when the Bengals start to make a run. I think Philadelphia going there. I'm going Cincy.
I'm going Bengals. I think they win this weekend. Interesting spot for them. And again, they're kind of hanging around. You got to keep your eye on them. It's Joe Burrow. That offense could take off, but their defense is horrendous. And I don't know if you guys saw Geno Stone. Is he out for the year? Did they list that or not? Former Raven player. He got hurt in that Bengals-Browns game this weekend. This past weekend?
Green Bay at Jacksonville, Jeremy.
Green Bay. I can't do this with Jacksonville.
Yeah, Jacksonville's awful. I'm going Green Bay in this one, Ed.
So am I. I've given up with the Jacksonville experiment.
Indianapolis at Houston, Ed.
This is a tough one. I think Houston's a better team, but they're home. I'm going to go with Houston in this one.
I think Houston easily in this one. I don't believe in Indianapolis. Houston.
Is Joe Flacco starting?
No.
Okay, give me Houston.
That was my determining factor. Seriously.
By the way, Joe said that Geno Stone was practicing this week, so it wasn't a serious injury on Sunday.
Wow, you went from out for the season to practicing this week?
He was down, and they took him off the field. What do you mean to tell you?
New Orleans checking on him. New Orleans at Chargers.
I'm taking the Chargers here. I think this is a safe place, right, for the Chargers now against the Saints team that's entirely banged up. Mm. We talked about the Bucs missing receivers.
Yeah.
I don't know who the hell they have to throw
the Saints are
to.
Upstart team.
Yeah.
I'm going with Chargers as well, Ed.
So am I. It's just.
Well, like we didn't know that. You with the Bucs, with the Chargers, with the Jets. Yeah. The earth is round. Ed, Buffalo at Seattle.
I'm going to go with the Bills on the road. Tough place to play, but I think Buffalo's going to make it.
I reluctantly went with the Buffalo Bills. I think they'll squeak one out in Seattle, Jeremy.
Give me the Seahawks. Here we go again.
I hope you're right.
Home dogs have not done well the past 2 weeks. Was that a home dog last night? Oh, he was barking. I think we get some dogs barking this week. I like them a lot.
Do we have a Jaden Daniels update?
Oh, yeah.
Because my pick is predicated on what Jaden Daniels' health situation
is. Pick the game, man.
You shut your mouth. If Jaden Daniels plays, Washington wins. If he does not play, Chicago wins. Can I put that in there, Joe?
Can we do it like that?
Can I do it like that?
I guess. It's like a conditional fourth round pick. If it's this, it's that.
I'm going to make life easy on you. I'm taking Chicago no matter what.
I'm going Washington if Daniels plays.
What is
Chicago
this?
If Daniels
does
not play.
You got to make a pick today.
I am not talking to you.
You have to make a pick today.
I did make a pick.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Which team?
If Jaden Daniels plays, you're not the boss of me.
Make a pick today, it doesn't count.
You're not the boss of me.
This is BS.
It seems he's a true game time decision.
Well, I got a game time pick.
Have to resend the pick in the group chat though, because if you don't, then you get the opposite.
I'm gonna resend
all my plays after I find out who's healthy on Sunday.
That's fine.
All of them.
I'm gonna resend mine after I find out who wins.
Carolina at Denver, Jeremy.
Come on, man.
Keep it moving. I'm going Denver. Ed.
Denver.
All right, Ed. Kansas City at Vegas.
Kansas City till somebody beats them.
Come on, man.
Kansas City. I'm going with them too.
Keep it moving.
Dallas at San Fran.
Come on, man. Who cares? These two. I think both these teams stink. I'm taking Dallas. I don't know why, but I'm taking Dallas.
You're taking Dallas because San Francisco is the same as Tampa Bay. That's why you take. They have no one.
San Francisco's healthiest receiver got shot two months ago.
Exactly. Yes. They have no one. That's why you're taking Dallas, because you're taking a full bad roster versus a bunch of Pookie and them. That's what
who he played for.
That's what you're doing. I'm going with Dallas. Ed.
I'm going with the Cowboys as well. San Francisco's good.
You know how bad it is for the 49ers and Bucks? Their head coaches are going, 86, get in there. He don't even know his damn name.
I know.
Sorry.
Did we do Monday night right now?
We can.
All right. Ed, Giants at Pittsburgh.
I hope I'm wrong, but I'm going to go with the Steelers.
I'm going with Pittsburgh, too. Giants are, oh my God, they're trash.
I'm just going to keep it moving. I'll let you know on Monday.
All right, Jeremy.
Every game.
Let's get to the game. The Baltimore Ravens travel to the Cleveland Browns.
I think Ravens win, but I think the game's closer than what people think.
What you got?
27-20 Ravens.
Ed Norris?
34-17.
Okay. All right. Can I tell you guys this? All right. You got a team that doesn't want to play at home because they're upset with the fans. That's going to be on edge. You got a city that's about to sue the Browns because the owner says they want to build a dome stadium that's about 15 to 20 miles outside the city. It's a combustible situation. Then you got a quarterback who randomly gets colorblind and throws to the wrong person. Ravens 31-9. I think this game is going to be biblical. Honestly.
I do too.
I think it's going to be Cleveland. Listen, when you pack it up in late October, they spoke against the fan base. You don't think the fan base is going to let them hear it at the beginning of the game? Yes, they will.
Sure, they will.
Yes, they will. The fan base, if they show up, they're going to give it to those players. You talk down to us, we pay your salary, even though they don't, by going to the games. You know that's what they think. You don't have the right to talk to us like that. We own this team. You know what I mean? And the players are pushing back. They don't want to be there. The city is upset with the team, the players, and the franchise. Because the franchise thought about moving outside the city of Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I think all of this plays in. I'm with you. I have them doubling them up. Yours is even more lopsided. I have
31-9.
34-17. I'm good with that.
It's going to be a beatdown. World Series preview. I'm sorry, folks. We got to do it. Yankees, Dodgers. That's at 7:15. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Collin.
Yeah, full disclosure here. It is a Friday, so things might get a little weird here in a few minutes. I'll tell you about two of these stories. We're going to talk about a woman that uses something very interesting and also very disgusting for her Halloween costume as she dressed up as Chucky. I'll tell you what that is. Also, Rob, they're talking about hanging her jersey in the rafters. Karina Kopf has announced her retirement from OnlyFans. She made $67 million after 3 years. This seems like the most ridiculous thing to me ever.
Good for her. But before we get out of here, we got an update, Joe. Can you help me out? Ed, where is Uber Eats man?
Heading your way.
Oh, really?
Yes. Supposed to be arriving at, hang on a second, 7 on the button at 4 minutes. Latest arrival, 7:35.
Jeremy.
I don't believe it.
Oh, there you go. Big Bad Morning Show of the Fan.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.